from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We have a standard. It's pretty evident that if things stay the same, you know, that's the definition of insanity, right? Keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So
now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Steph Curry talking about the departure of Klay Thompson and where the Warriors are at right now.
Man,
Steph seems to acknowledge that changes are needed. Were needed. And they made some.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll see. And we'll see if they're done. That's what you said. But even if they're not, and this is who you're going to battle with, we'll see if it's enough. The state of the West, Donnie.
Yeah.
I keep running this in the ground.
I mean, you can't.
It's a bear.
Yeah. Oh, we got Sam?
Sam!
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Joining us right now, Sam Amick, senior NBA writer for The Athletic. Sam, you've been writing great stuff during free agency and really appreciate you jumping on, man.
Thank you, Steiny. Thank you, Guru. How are you, gentlemen?
All right. We're doing well. I want to address just kind of you talk to Steph and you kind of, you know, to me, we're the first guy to start asking him about what he's thinking about the future. What was your sense about where he thinks the Warriors are right now and how satisfied he is here and what he expects moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't even know, guys, if I don't think he has the answer to that question. It seemed to me that he was in, you know, processing mode. Things have been moving quickly the past week or so. And admittedly, like, I enjoyed our conversation a lot, and I was hyper-focused on the Klay component, because to give quick context, we had done this small group media session at the Bellagio Hotel with probably 8 or 9 reporters where Steph took part in that. So he gets asked about Klay, but he just didn't say a lot. It was like one answer and somebody moves on to the next topic.
Mm-hmm.
I end up catching them in the hallway and to be honest, kind of being like, listen, I'm going to need to hear a little more about Klay because you guys have been through so much together. So we go down that road. But what did strike me for sure was at there's a point, as you see in the conversation, where, you know, he talks about how it's emotional because he's the first one of the three of us to go. And it didn't, and Steiny, you know this, like, it didn't, like, when you're sometimes doing an interview and stuff doesn't hit you the way it does later,
yeah.
It wasn't really till later where I realized, like, oh, boy, like, the way he framed that was, like, he's the first, and, you know, to be determined if there are more to come. And those are some of the natural questions now. You know, he obviously wants to contend for titles and is not looking to, like you said, kind of ride off into the sunset here. So I think they're just kind of navigating it at the moment.
Yeah, great stuff as always. And I got to tell you, Sam, Steph also said, you know what, things change in this league quickly. And that didn't sit well for me and Warrior fans. Like, you know, to put that out there, you could take that a whole lot of ways. My question to you, Sam, is you saw the Kings add DeMar DeRozan. I thought that was great. With the Warrior moves with Slow-Mo Melton and Buddy Hield, I'm worried. Where are you at? What are your thoughts on this Warrior team now is currently constructed, coming off a season, Sam, with no playoffs?
You know, I mean, they're an interesting team. I think they're, you know, if you're handicapping things, this is not what Warriors fans want to hear. But, like, you know, everybody I talk to out here in Vegas is like, they're going to be a play-in territory team, you know, pushing for a playoff spot in the mix, but not perceived as contenders. You know, I like some of the pickups that they had. I think one thing that hasn't been talked about probably enough this summer that has, you know, basketball ramifications but also is related to the Klay stuff is that, you know, Klay's departure was a kind of a combination of a million factors, right? But Brandon Pajemski's part in the Warriors program is extremely important. And he's obviously out here in Vegas right now as part of the select team. You know, and just that idea that, like, this young guy came along and was good enough, quickly enough, that I think he actually applied some pressure to Klay's situation and played a small part in the basketball dynamics there. And the point being, as far as how I feel about the team, is that, you know, it's guys like Brandon that, you know, and you know, Tracy Ashton Davis, guys like that, that have got to get better. And then we'll see what they have. And then the new piece is trying to fit in. You know, at this point, the only known commodities really are Steph and Draymond. And from there, it's going to be a chemistry test.
Sam Amick, senior writer from The Athletic, joining us on the River Islands guest line. Steph Curry is eligible on August 6th for an extension. It's going to be 3 years since he got the five-year deal, which means he's eligible to get one more year in 26-27 for $63 million. What do you think he wants to do? I mean, I got to believe a guy at 36 who's got an opportunity to make 63 when he's 38, 39, wouldn't he just want to get extended?
I would imagine that would be the case. That, you know, that's not a question that I asked him. But logically, Stiney, I would agree with you because it doesn't – I mean, he knows that because you're Steph Curry within this Warriors ecosystem, there's not that sense, I don't think, of, well, if I sign this, things fall apart and I don't want to be here, then I'm stuck. Like the Warriors, you know, if that day does come, I think they would do right by him. Now, does he see it that way? I don't know. But you're right. It's a whole lot of cash for a guy that, you know, that at that age would probably be well advised to grab it. But I don't know. I think, you know, that timeline is going to kind of apply pressure here and make it interesting to watch because that's right around the corner.
Let me ask you a hypothetical, Sam, and that is this. Yeah. If, you know, right now Steph's got 2 years left, obviously the trading deadline, if something crazy were to happen, he'd have essentially a year and a quarter left with that team. Do you think he'd be any more or less valuable with two-plus years left on his deal in a trade as opposed to one-plus year remaining in a trade? Is he worth more as an asset one way or the other?
I mean, to me, at this level, I would say two, because you're bringing Steph Curry to town, you know, to really build something.
Right.
And the way that, you know, the numbers keep skyrocketing within the league, that team that's getting them, I don't think, is looking to have to negotiate a new deal at a steeper price a couple years down the road. You know, he could thank LeBron to a small degree for this new reality where these all-time greats are just absolutely, you know, breaking the mold when it comes to playing elite basketball at a late age. And Steph looks like he's on track to do his own version of what LeBron is doing now. So, you know, with all that in mind, I think the team coming to get him would want him for as long as possible.
Sam, I'm going to hit you with a doubleheader here. You know, they tried for Paul George. They didn't get him. And there's conflicting reports if Kuminga was actually included in one of the packages. But talking about J.K., his draft class is getting broken off. Cade Cunningham got 5 for $224. Barnes got paid. We saw Wagner. Would you? And he's eligible, J.K., this summer for an extension. Where do you think the Warriors do that? What do you think's going on there?
I mean, given the way the pieces on the chessboard have shifted this summer, you know, to me, it would be in the territory of yes, they should get something done. I don't know exactly how they see it, but, you know, Clay's departure, the developments, things like that, I mean, all that does is make Kuminga more of a priority, obviously, unless you're going to do something like a Paul George deal where you end up having to give him up. But, you know, that list of Warriors assets and things to be excited about is not as long as it was before, and Kuminga's part of that. So, you know, if you're going to not get it done and have another player who's wondering, you know, how you see him in the scope of your future, then that's probably not the direction you want to go. Mm.
Sam Amick joining us on the River Islands guest line. He's a senior NBA writer for The Athletic. Let me ask you this, Sam. What team, as of right now, since the end of the season in the West, do you think got better? And then give me a team that you think got worse.
Man, well, this is not like top of the list, but I'm kind of excited for the Spurs. It's nuanced stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, Chris Paul, if he can stay healthy, that's always the thing with Chris. But, like, just, you know, them getting a few pieces, you know, even Harrison Barnes, who it sounds like not a real sexy move, but you had a team that was full of guys that probably should be in the G League last year, and that obviously kind of put a ceiling on what Victor Wembanyama could accomplish collectively with that team. So, you know, they're kind of inching along to be a team that should win more games and should be fun, and we'll see Vic kind of stage two of his career. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on who got better. I mean, as far as teams that went backwards, the Clippers thing is brutal. It's another second apron casualty that the Warriors can relate to when it comes to this new CBA life. They just didn't get better. And, you know, I understand the logic behind what they did, but now you're going to have a pretty old James Harden with a you know, not as old but always frail Kawhi Leonard, and a culture, I think, that a lot of what happened with them this summer was a negative reflection of their inability to have, you know, like a real substance culture-wise that guys wanted to be a part of. So that one, I think, was definitely on the downside.
Sam, we had a Warriors summit at Fremont Bank yesterday. The fans were in the house, a great time. And the one thing all the hosts and the fans agreed upon was nobody knows what's going on with one Andrew Wiggins. And the facts are the facts. If this is the team in the roster, somebody needs to crack that code and get the 2022 Wiggins back. Do you think his value around the league is to the point to where nobody's sniffing?
Yeah, I think so. It's just life comes at you fast, not even trying to be, you know, smart Alex, but it's like that's how it feels with Andrew. You had your window, and to his credit, he did, you know, a great job helping lead that team to that 2022 title. But it feels like that ship has sailed, and you know, Andrew's always been such a good guy, but competitively and just professionally, he's not shown much in the last 18 months to convince anybody that there's a renaissance coming. Wow. So that sort of spirit, you know, that's going to dampen the market quite a bit. As a side note, I went to Team Canada's practice last night here in Vegas, and, you know, obviously he's not a part of that group, which is a reflection of the Warriors really needing him to be healthy and how important he is. So maybe I'll be wrong. You know, he did kind of prove a lot of people wrong a couple of years ago. But as far as the market goes, no, I mean, you're selling incredibly low on that front.
Real quick, Sam, before I let you go, can you shed any light on the Wiggins situation with Canada? Did he want to play? Did the Warriors say no to him? That would seem strange with they can say no to Wiggins but not Curry. I'm just it's been kind of vague, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but I wonder if you could add any more info to that.
No, I mean, to be honest, Danny, I'm not holding back anything there. I don't have clarity. I mean, the first thought would just be, I mean, you know, Steph is Steph and Wiggins is Wiggins. So, first of all, right, Steph's going to do whatever he wants to do, especially at this point when you're saying goodbye to some of his old buddies and things are uncertain. But it would make sense to me. You know, it's a dance that every team has to do with its stars. Like, honestly, I think the Lakers probably would prefer that LeBron's not playing. I think the Clippers would probably prefer that Kawhi's not playing. But, yeah, you know, those, again, are superstars. Andrew is not, and so I think the organization probably has a little more sway in that kind of situation.
Appreciate it. Hey, Sam, thank you so much, man. As always. We're on top of everything you've written and you're going to write. I know you're down in Vegas. Thanks for your time, my man.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Sam Amick and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop?
Wow.
The Wiggins thing's interesting.
But Kirk Lacob told us, and maybe that's what was a mustard on his statement about, I kept saying, okay, why is he emphasizing he's staying in the Bay Area? Like, that's that might have been a mandate, Steiny.
Maybe. I think there's, and I'm not saying
it's... Can you do that, though?
Nefarious. Can you do what?
Say you can't play for your country.
Yes, the team can do that. My understanding is that on most standard contracts, the team, if they want, can say you can't play in the Olympics or an international competition. I seem to remember Cuban, again, talking, Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, a few years back, having this issue with Doncic, and he just said, you got to let these guys play. But maybe the Warriors don't want Wiggins to play. Because they want him in shape.
I would love to know if he's okay with that.
I don't know.
And here I go, just last thing about Wiggins. So now I got upset at Clay, after the 2022 chip, because Wiggins got broken off. And maybe they were looking at it like the dude shows a pulse one time, and he gets the Benjamins, and look what's happened since. Sam to say there's pretty much no market, life comes at you fast. And the dude has skills. That's the worst part of this.
Yeah.
And it's your problem.
Got to
22.
Just hasn't quite reached the potential that many thought he had.
No, he reached the potential. It's mental. Something upstairs is
off. That's why he's not reaching his potential. Something's keeping him
from... They paid you.
Something's keeping him from being the player he was 2 years ago.
Man.
You know, why was he
that damn guy? Things would be so different.
Well, I mean, maybe you get that guy once every 11 years, because that's about what you've gotten in his 11-year career. Let's go to Carlos. Carlos is in Napa. What's up, Carlos? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey.
First time caller, long time listener.
Sweet.
Sitting here in the parking lot, and one of the things that I've been meaning to call in is the commitment to physical fitness.
Carlos, you're breaking up. Man, terrible.
Yeah. Carlos, in the car.
Carlos looked like he wanted to talk about concern about the Warriors' conditioning. Rick Celebrini knows a little something about that. Passed it on to Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who declares he'll be a shark?
He will.
Jersey in the cart.
By the way, can somebody explain to me out there who's a hockey fan?
I got you.
I'll bet you don't.
Let's go.
What's an entry level contract?
Rookie contract.
As opposed to a normal contract.
Standard. Yeah. We're going to be at the tank this year, though, Stoney.
Well, you can speak
for yourself.
That
was his first interview on the Bay Area Radio Airways. I don't know if you know. Yeah, I haven't closed that, baby.
Is Guru right?
I'm for a fact. I saw some other people upset that we got him first.
Oh, no, I'm talking about... There's no chance Guru's right about guessing about an entry-level contract, is he?
Well, it sounds pretty self-explanatory.
Dude, I'm like, wow!
Knock. It's almost like he's entering the league for the first time.
Yeah, but why don't they just... So is every rookie in the league. Why isn't that first contract for NBA players called an entry-level contract?
Mm-hmm. Because they call it different names?
So it's a jargon thing.
Look at you.
It's just nomenclature.
I got to tell you and Evan, Canadian versus American, Stoney.
I'm sorry, what?
I got to tell you, Evan, and the listener something. I need some advice, just real quick here.
Okay.
So, Albanyas, friend of the show, he hates when we talk about our personal stuff. But that's what we do. We're family.
Okay.
Brushing my hair last night, saw a few grays. Went to Walgreens and got some tweezers.
Okay. Why don't you loan him to Draymond Green?
I don't have that. boy. What? Now that's funny. But, and I'm older than him. It's just a couple, I could count them.
Okay.
But why would I go buy the tweezers to take them out?
Because you're vain.
Evan, I'm in the mirror, like, not shaving, taking grays.
You ever heard that the moment one gray pops, if you don't pluck it, it will spread.
Okay, Mia said if you pluck it, they come back more.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what scared me. Mia said
you take... gray beard.
Hey, I'm ready. Sean Connery.
You're not ready.
Dark Connery.
You're not ready.
Dark Connery.
Dude, Draymond, though, Departed? I see his at the line. I'm like, Dray, but kudos to him. He ain't dying it like LeBron.
Or you.
No, I don't die.
Oh, you plucked it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I plucked tweezers.
Well, go get some Grecian formula. Does that work on...
I wouldn't know. Dude, I hate getting old, man.
Why? Embrace it.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Embrace it. Dude, you have never been better than you are right now.
Yeah. But then when you drive in the car, Evan and I, we bonded yesterday. Oh. Great conversation. Yeah. Not an employee or worker. We had a real ass conversation. It wasn't tears.
About what?
Just life. Just life. His life and my life.
Okay, give me
my life, my life, my life. I can't because it was special.
I know.
All right, but anyway.
So about somebody's girlfriend.
I'm looking at him like, where
somebody's salary.
He's in the second quarter of his life, and hey, yeah. I'm blessed. Mm. I got the ice on the knees.
Yeah, I'm in the fourth quarter. I don't know about
but
you.
But you're golfing and I'm hooping, so technically we're not.
Well, you're barely hooping. But
no,
I'm
running full court.
I'm
we played
great.
This weekend, full court.
Yeah.
Wow. Number four.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just starting the fourth quarter of my
Listen,
life.
Boy.
Oh, boy, that's scary.
You up or down?
Well, you got a head full of hair.
Leading
you're
or trailing?
The good news.
New hip.
Is I don't think there's any doubt about it. If I'm entering the fourth quarter, I will be the clutch player of the year. Give me that Jerry West Award right now. You know it, and I know it.
Oh,
go ahead, Evan. Hit me with a one-liner.
Number one.
He doesn't have one. He doesn't have one. Thanks to Sam Amick. He appeared courtesy of the River Islands guest line. I got to tell you what's on my mind. I've been a little out of sorts this week.
Well, been in a good mood, man. It's going on a month.
And I brought this up last night at the summit, trying to make an analogy. This empty nest thing.
Oh, boy, man.
Now, you've gone through it.
You. It's real.
Oh, God.
It is real, man.
So I got two daughters at home now. And today, one of them's going back to London.
God!
Now, the other one's then going to leave for college in about 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
I need help.
Like, it's emotional, man.
Oh, my God.
It's like they're out of your life, but they're not. But when my daughter said she was having a ball, not to make it about my life, it made me feel better. But, Stani, that's why you've been going home. You've been going straight home.
I know.
We don't do anything, but
like, they're never going to live at home again.
Wow. Well, you can't say that.
Well, I hope, kind of in a way, I hope not, right?
You graduate school, you got to have do you think you got a house?
Well, no.
They're going to come home.
No. The rules change once you leave the home for the first time.
So
you got to start charging your daughter rent.
My older daughter lives in D.C.
Yeah, okay.
That's the way that one was. Yeah. She's gone for now. My middle one is graduating from college in 2 weeks. They have a graduation in London. But she got a job in London.
Ooh, man.
So we're going to go over for graduation, but then she stays there.
That's where she's
then
at
we
right now.
Come home for 2 or 3 days, and then the little one goes to college.
Oh, my goodness. This is real.
I'm a wreck.
Yeah. I'll bring you a bottle of cognac I got at the house tomorrow.
I've been very melancholy.
Dude,
anybody out there,
an
empty nester, give me some words of assurance, because it's hard to imagine. It's sneaking up on me, and it's going to be...
Boy, man.
It's transition.
Yeah.
It's a big transition.
Talk to Dibs. He had two that left.
Yeah, but he kind of skipped it because now he's got a 2-year-old.
Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I forgot that. You're
now
right.
Now he's got a little one at home.
Yeah.
So I may need to lean on you, friend.
I'm right here for you.
Because you've gone through it.
Yeah, it hurt.
Very recently.
I'm going with her. I'll be off, not on a Thursday. Somebody said just for goose, not great. But I went back, and I'm going back here to drop her back when she goes back. That's but now they came back home. I'm like, I like it when it's empty.
Yeah, but it's going to be.
They don't know.
You're going to cry thug tears when you drop her off.
Oh, dude,
right?
It was.
Oh, I'm going to be a
nut. No, it's real.
I got room on the couch for you.
Yeah, okay. Come on, let's let the 30-year-old make fun of us. With
no
kids.
I was going to say, I'm here if you need a hug.
All right.
I just hate these.
I'm going to go to goo on this one.
Yeah.
Somebody who's
older.
Somebody's, gone through it. Like, gone through it.
It's real.
Empty nest is.
You would think they would have like a reality show about parents and how the spouse, how they get along after the kids. Empty nesters. We might be onto something.
Feels like it would be kind of a depressing series. But help me. Also, are the Warriors better? I'm telling you, I think they have a chance to be.
You don't have to ask that again.
Hey, if you missed any of yesterday's Warriors off-season summit, it is now pinned to the top of our Twitter page, so feel free to go check it out. It was great last night. We thank everybody who was there, people at Fremont Bank, all our listeners. Thank you so much. On the other side, 888-957-9570 is the number, and we'll play some of the Klay Thompson sound. He had his press conference in Dallas, talked about some Warrior things. We'll play that. Next on 95.7, The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7, The Game.
I'm starting, Goo.
You feeling good?
Goo, I'm getting, I just, something hit me like a ton of bricks. I've been so obtuse. I get it now. I get it.
Okay.
So, you know how I'm always, move on. Hey, Steph Curry, move on. You got to move on, Okay,
You're heartless.
So, yeah, you know what? You're right. I think I found an analogy. So, Curry is to Warrior fans.
There we go.
Like my youngest daughter is to me right now. Yeah,
times 10.
So, if I could sign her to a 2-year contract to keep her in the house and push college back, I might do it.
Yep.
But would that be fair to her? She wants to blossom now.
But unlike Steph, she's not getting older.
She is.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I thought that meant you shipped the middle child to Dallas.
Evan, that's a 5.
I'll tell you what, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Go to London to Dallas. She'd be a lot closer.
Man,
that's tough times.
Yeah, man. But blessings, Donnie.
You're right.
Just like Dublin Marge said, Goo, you earn those grays. Don't pluck them.
Yeah.
Are you looking at me? It's trying to see if you see something.
I can't see it from over here.
It's on the side.
My reading glasses are like 4-1.
But you were looking like, boy.
Let's go to Skinny Bob.
Our guy.
Skinny Bob in El Granada. Hey, Skinny Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Hey, Steiny, I got some advice for you with all these daughters you got moving on.
Sure.
Hey, how about a pet? There's turtles, rabbits, dogs, and I think you're a caring person. I think that would fill a void. It did for me. I tell you, I did a golden retriever in 2002. I got 13 years, and now I got my cowboy husky. Couldn't have a better partner and a great walking partner. What do you think?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Skinny. We do have a dog, Rosie. She's wonderful, and she will be nice to have around. But boy, she's not one of my children. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand that, but I know you want your children to succeed, and there's going to be partners in their life, so you'll go through that. So you got a lot going. Hang on. Hey, one question. Did you guys ever play the Ritz or Ocean Colony?
No, we can't find Mike. The guy just disappeared. Great call. We can't find him, Skinny Bob.
Well, let me tell you. I'm going to go talk to the director at Ocean Colony. I think his name is Darren, and he's aware of Cowboy. So I'm going to see if I can get a foursome for you guys
you
out
are the
there.
Man.
And you know what, Skinny Bob? I want to honestly tell you a sincere thank you. I still am using the golf balls that you sent us a long time ago, and I haven't paid for a sleeve of golf balls, I don't know, in about 6-9 months. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, you and others, and right now my son's on Right? So I'm sending golf balls to recruiters, all that.
All right. Well, don't forget about us.
And I'll get in touch with this guy at the golf course and see what happens.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Skinny.
Thanks, Skinny Bob. Appreciate it as always.
He deserved it.
You should get a turtle, hamster.
Please. I'll tell you what we had once. Never again.
Did he get lost?
A guinea pig. Oh. They are filthy.
You weren't in the bay.
What do you mean?
You didn't have a guinea pig in the...
One of my kids did. Dude, my kids went through...
But it lived in the house, right?
Well, it lived in a cage. But even still, they go to the bathroom and they kick out all those...
Oh.
That stuff that looks like a... You know, when you sharpen a pencil.
Now, Mia wouldn't have allowed that.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have allowed it either. Let me tell you what else I shouldn't have allowed. A gecko.
Which is a what?
It's like a lizard.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. I wouldn't sleep. What happened to the pig?
We got rid of it. Into the trash. I'm kidding. We gave it away, I think.
Well.
You know what? I have a newfound respect for Warrior fans. I'm starting to get what you're going through.
I know everything.
Thanks. And you know what, Steph? I owe you an apology, too. I kill to have you around for a few more years.
Dude, Steph, man, he ain't happy. And you could tell he's not happy Clay is not here. That's what I got from Sam. I get it. Steph playing Obama, the presidential role, which he is. I get it. But it's, Stoney, I mean, it's hard to even say the dynasty's not done. That doesn't mean they're done winning. But let's be honest, it is.
Well, it's one
of the main characters is gone out of the movie. You know what I mean?
Just well, if like, you want to hold off.
Bob Myers is gone.
Yeah. Well, here's the way I look at it, Gook, just to keep it going a little bit. What do you think about looking at it this way? All right, the dynasty's not necessarily over, even though it might be. But the dynasty as we know it
that right.
is over because Clay's not here.
Playoffs?
Thank you.
Does Guru really think it was an oink oink pig?
Yes. No, it was a guinea pig. They're this big.
Oh, Stein.
Oh, boy.
I thought you had the big one out back, the boar or something. I was like, now that's too much. I was going to tell you during the break. Oh, it was
a
baby
guinea pig.
Yeah, it's not an Arkansas Razorback.
I got a big backyard. I was like, no way. Then when you said use the bathroom, I'm like, if I'm a neighbor, oh, my goodness. Okay, we got that straight. Help me out now.
Well, you know what? You would really put yourself under... You know, people laughing at you, but people do have pigs as pets.
If I take the pig around back and come back with bacon, what happened to the pig?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Jerry Jones.
You want to hear? So Clay Thompson, they introduced him at a press conference in Dallas today. And
what's his number, Evan? I hate his number.
31.
Why? Who hates numbers?
Give him 11.
It's Kyrie. It is Kyrie.
Yeah.
Well, Doncic has a gross number, too.
No, he makes it. Murison had 7-7, right? He makes his. Hey, I love Luka's number because he's badass.
You know what?
Luka made 7-deuce.
I know you're going to think I'm kidding here. But if I were Kyrie, I would have offered it to Kyrie.
I told Evan that. Why?
I think I would have.
Why are you saying? I told Evan
just
to
out
say,
of respect. Out of respect.
Because he used to wear two.
Because he's won four titles, and just as it would be a great gesture. A great gesture.
Damn.
Has Kyrie worn 11 his whole career?
No, he used to be number two.
Oh, well,
he wore 11 starting in Boston and then in Brooklyn.
What?
And then he changed his number from 2 to 11 from last year to this most recent year.
That's weird.
Can I ask a question? How do you know that off the top of your head?
We talked about it earlier, but he knew it.
I know, but okay.
I don't know.
How many different numbers has?
Why do you know every Bob Dylan album before 1975? Sorry,
hey.
Freudian slip.
Kobe only had two numbers. Jordan had two.
Jordan had 23 and 45.
Yep.
I know you're going to
45 was nasty.
Hold on. I know you're going to think I'm kidding. Kobe 8. Oh, 8 and 24.
I was going to get some. Paul George is 8 in Philly, Lower Merion, and I loved when he said, I got goosebumps. Kobe was my idol. I was like, damn.
I really think that's a differentiator. Like, if you only had one number, then you're better than anybody who's had two. So, like, Bird had one number.
Yeah.
So he's better than Kobe.
Well, No. When you have multiple, that's when you're doing something.
Oh, gotcha.
Especially both of them are retired.
Yep. Both of them are retired.
And Curry, what he did for 30. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be retired. Yeah. Oh, but Klay Thompson did a press conference in Dallas. Let's go. What did it feel like to leave the Warriors? This is Klay Thompson.
Probably a little disappointed at first, but then as time goes on, you have a lot of time to reflect and you realize what you did. They can't take that away from you as far as the championships or, I mean, records are meant to be broken, but the impact you have on a community and all that, that will forever live. And sometimes, you know, breakups are necessary to do what's right, and I'm not the first athlete in the NBA to go through this. I did grow up in Portland, and I remember when Scottie Pippen came to the Blazers. That was like the biggest day of my life, and I'm not saying I'm Scottie, but they were right there against the Lakers, almost won a chip. So I take a lot of inspiration from past athletes and how their careers might have gone, you know, astray when they either left the team or joined a new team, and some guys thrive, and I look forward to just kind of being rejuvenated here and playing a lot of good basketball left in the tank.
I felt like he was at peace. Felt like he, Scottie Pippen, that meant something to him. I love memories. I felt like a burden was lifted off his shoulders.
That kind of hit me in a way. He's gone.
Wow.
Like that's what I he's gone and he's moved on.
That's what happened.
And you're like, that's where you hear Klay talk like that, and you're like, I love that guy.
He's looking forward to it.
He was so cool.
Yeah. And the text line is great. 31 equals 3 plus 1.
Okay.
4 rings.
Why didn't he go 22? Or 13?
Might be taken.
Or 4.
I hate when you do this.
Or 40.
Number 4.
They or you might know what? Be taken.
What if he asked for 112? Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear more Klay?
Yep.
Let's hear more Klay. About moving on.
Whether you play basketball or work in the corporate world or wherever, whatever industry, sometimes change just can spur greatness, and a new change of scenery can do wonders. And I'm very grateful for my time at Golden State. I just felt like, you know, moving on could just re-energize me and do something special for the rest of my career. And Dallas was so attractive because of the young players they have, the style of play, the world-class treatment these players get from this organization, and just a beautiful city who loves their hoops. So when I was watching the playoffs and I'm watching the Mavs, you know, make a run for the championship, I just saw myself fitting in really well with this team and the personnel, and they look like they have fun playing with each other, and they play for each other, and that was very attractive for me, and that's really all I needed to see, and there's mutual interest there, and that's why I'm here.
Wow. I'm rooting for the Mavericks. I think we all are if the Warriors can't get it done, right? How can we not?
888-957-9570 is the number.
You overwhelmed a little bit, emotional. Girl's leaving in Klay. That got to you. I'm not mad.
There's a little difference.
Yeah, well, obviously. But
the son he never had.
Yeah. Hit you.
Well, if I could have any of the big three could be my son. Well,
Draymond. Hey,
Steiny, your daughter could marry any one of the big three.
Oh, come on. Steph.
Yeah.
Shot you talking to me.
Yeah, you're out. Not, Draymond's out.
Oh, boy, we love
Draymond's
you,
out. It would be between Klay.
The Rockets coming out to play.
In a way, though, I would like to be, I'd be that player's father-in-law.
Yeah.
I think it'd be more fun to have Klay as a son-in-law than Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah, just more fun. Plus, yeah. Klay's got a boat we could go out on.
Yeah.
Klay's not married. What is he? 30? 34. Daughter's 20, 22, 23.
Yeah, he's got the little Derek Jeter thing going with who he's dated. Window. Yeah, they can pod of who he's dated. Couple actors.
You know what? Let's wait till Klay retires at about 37, 38, and who knows?
Grace I was 32
Grace
when I had
will be
my 26, first
27.
How old were you?
What?
When you had your first child. I was 32. I was old. 56, my friend's like, what's wrong with you?
Hold on, 30.
Like, damn.
59, 34.
Two years older than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're old dad. Old head. Well, we're old heads.
Closing
now.
In.
Oh, boy. And Dibs got the 2 year old. He winning.
Two.
Great.
Yeah. So
it's only a number.
Somebody on the text line, I wish I remembered, said something. I like this. Instead of calling it empty nest, say you're a free bird. Get it?
Yeah.
Because you're. I liked it.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it doesn't supersede empty nest. Empty nesters. You know
no, but
what
it's
mean?
A different way to look at it. Empty nest feels sad. Free bird sounds happy.
People really thought I thought the pig was a big pig. Come on.
Well, you're on your own on that one.
Evan, come on.
If
I take the pig around back and come back with bacon, what happened to the pig?
If I have to be honest, whether you thought it was a real pig or not, I don't know. I'm not sure.
If you had to bet. Come on, Stein.
I don't want to have to bet on that.
Clay is gone, man.
Yep. Here's more Clay Thompson. Let's just take a listen, because Clay's fun to listen to in these situations.
At this point in my career, I mean, still can't leave me open, and I can guard, and I'm just excited. I still think I can do what I've been able to do, and it's just about being in the best shape I can possibly be, but I know I can help this team, whether it's the knowledge I've gained or big scoring nights. I just still know I can be a very, very good player in this league.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, I love it, man.
He sounds like he's better already.
Dude. Like, there's a burden lifted, man.
He's
out of the darkness, you know, with the skeletons.
Oh, by the way, the 415 on the Xfinity mobile text line is correct. I heard this. Forget where I heard it, but I've heard this. Clay chose 31. It had a lot to do with Reggie Miller.
Oh, wow.
Reggie Miller, who also wore 31, and Clay idolized, or he loved Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller,
and you wore
from
what
LA.
Number in college? I was 34 in high school.
I had many numbers
because I played tough.
I wasn't married to one number. I wasn't that type of guy.
Okay, give us the number you wore.
I wore
John
a million.
Sally.
Like what year?
The last year.
I mean, I don't want to be a jerk, but what year?
So you never had a number like Bird and Mad
32, 33. 1967.
Oh boy,
that's not funny.
I
would have preferred
for a year.
I would have preferred if you would have said sophomore year in high school, junior year in college.
All right, varsity.
Senior.
Varsity.
What varsity? I played varsity high school and college. What year? What?
Oh, boy.
Be more specific.
What was your college numbers, Donnie?
What year?
You changed every year?
Yes.
Why?
That's why you didn't make it.
Because I was never married to a number.
It was just nothing to you, huh?
Like, I'm Buddhist. I don't really need attachments.
Wow.
So get.
Well, then an empty nest should fit you fine.
Man.
Okay, so I mean, I know my numbers each year.
Freshman year.
I'm bothered they changed
what
every
freshman year.
Of
high school or college?
College.
And that, you remember though.
Yeah, freshman year I can't remember because I was on JV and varsity. I played both my freshman year.
You have different numbers for both?
Real ballers
yeah,
have different numbers.
They were different uniforms.
Real Relaford was 24. Silk Basie was 23. I was 34.
Believe it or not, 2 years, once
10.
In college and once in high school, I wore 52 and 53.
That's why you don't have. Oh my God, those are Evan. What was your
my senior year in high school?
52.
Yeah, that is nasty
for a point guard. That's why I did it. That's how I remember why I did it. Now I brought something.
That's not a very slimming number.
That is nasty.
Your boy was in shape.
Big offensive lineman
now,
number.
I brought this up a while ago, and they don't have this in like where I went to high school a long, long time ago. We had home jerseys and away.
Yeah, we had three. We had the extra one.
But home numbers were even numbers, and away uniforms were odd numbers.
Oh, I got a headache. Ours never changed.
Well, that's
like the pros.
Well, that's because when two teams played each other, it was easier to distinguish fouls because one team's always going to have even numbers on their uniform, and one team's always going to have odd.
I thought the color was for that.
That's part of it. It can.
Let's end this. This 52.
Patrick
Logan
Wells
had red, home whites, and black in the pavilion. Who that? Who that say they gonna beat Jay's Logan? Who that?
Everybody.
And then the band would be done. And I come running out layups. They go to the bench.
Who didn't beat Logan?
Dude, we went to the...
Yeah, you can stop right there.
No, we went to the Coliseum. Gary Payton and Kevin Mouton.
It was a holiday
tournament,
probably.
Went to Oregon from Union City. One of the greatest clashes ever at the Coliseum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how many did you have that night?
I wasn't on the team. Oh, I was a freshman. Damn.
Well, you weren't on the JVs? As a ninth grader?
Hey, Evan, I was on the team, man.
Let's go to James. James in Palo Alto. Hey, James. How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think Clay leaving was very emotional for many of us, but I've been wondering what you think, or if he's given any indication, or has Jason Kidd given any indication on how they'll use him. Do you think he'll be a starter? Will he be a game finisher? Will he be first man off the bench? Will it cause Kyrie to be the pure point guard, or maybe Luka move to a three and Clay a two? How do you think they'll use him to get the best use out of him?
It's a good question. That's a real good question. I have no idea. Let me look at that roster.
Derrick Jones Jr. was the started small forward in the finals for the Dallas Mavericks. I imagine that'll be Klay Thompson.
He's gone now, right?
Yeah. That's Klay Thompson.
Let me look at this roster.
Klay Thompson will start, Stoney.
Najee Marshall is the other one they signed.
Gafford doesn't play his position. Oh, I'll tell you who they have. Jalen Hardy ain't bad.
No, he's not.
He's a 6'4 guard. Maxi Kleber will never play ahead of Clay. Stinks. They have Dante Exum. Clay's going to play.
Yeah, I think he's going to start.
Clay's going to play.
Yeah, had they had that Clay in the finals, I know Dumas disagreed. Stoney, Dallas just couldn't buy a bucket. The others could not make a three when they'd cut it to six. One would cut it to three. It's clank, clank, clank. Now they got Clay. Spray Clay.
Why would he go somewhere where he wasn't going to start?
Man. Because he'd want to win. That would be a sign that he really wants to win one more.
No, Stoney, I think he's going to start. And I think they got him to be a starter.
I'm not saying he's not. I don't know.
When his mentals are right, Clay, I mean, the sky's the limit. And he averaged 39% from three with all this baggage that was going on here.
Yeah, his own baggage.
But golfing with your boss who doesn't bring up your contract status.
Well, that really bothers you.
Oh, dude, I really... Stoney, just think about it. If Nahegan called you and said, let's go to dinner or meet me somewhere, you're driving and telling Susan and whoever will listen, your daughter's in college, hey, I'm going to meet my boss to talk about the rat on the table. And even if Clay didn't get what he wanted to hear, it's a beautiful ending to a beautiful movie. But to go golf, and then, hey, see you later. Like I said yesterday, I would have been in the car, text him, hey, I'm still in the car. I'm at the light. Do you need me to come back? Did we forget to talk about Stoney? That's a score. Denzel in glory.
I mean, I don't want to go too deep in the weeds.
I'm being real with that.
But to me, it's okay. He didn't do that.
Move on, Joe.
In a way,
he did.
That's part of who Joe Lacob is, to tell you the truth. Well, wow. Why? Okay, like this. The way I always look at things is okay. Why didn't Joe Lacob bring up the contract?
Exactly.
He either wanted to and didn't.
Okay. I find that highly unlikely.
Okay. Maybe he never was gonna.
Okay.
Like, but he just wanted to play golf.
Can you understand or just put yourself in Clay's shoes? Yeah. It's not the answer of me coming back. How about Clay? You've been a.
But he didn't. I get that. He should have.
Yeah.
It's surprising he didn't.
If you were Clay, would you be like, wow?
Yes and no. I'm more interested in why you think he didn't.
Because that type of act coming from your boss who you've broken bread and built a dynasty with, that's crushing.
Right.
At least just tell me I'm not part of the future.
The question is, put yourself in Lacob's spot. Why couldn't he? That is my million dollar question. Well, let's examine it on the other side.
Draymond went to dinner and had sandwiches.
Okay. Well, that's how you get inside a person and you start figuring out what really makes them click. I don't know, Warrior fans, why didn't Joe Lacob bring up the contract when they played golf in May?
Phrasing.
What's that?
No, I'm with Evan.
Crazy?
Phrasing.
Phrasing.
We can explain.
Oh, on the other side. Look, download that app.
John Sally.
Directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer today.
I root for Africa.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.